Expo 2008.
Okay, J-Team Podcast, special edition here. no, this episode isn't about Sean. It's about Anime Expo and preparing for it. And nobody else here yet? I don't see any Jason yet, so I guess I'll start off right now. That's the bad part. He lives right down the street. So I'm going to be focusing on what's in store for this year. Not a whole lot. I mean, 2007 had a lot of people. They had the band Skin, which was Yoshiki, Gax, Sugizo, Miyavi. And I think that's pretty much it. It was like a monster band they had last year. They also had the group that did the Haruhi dance and the voice actors for Haruhi Suzumiya. They were there too. They also even had Momoi, Haruko Momoi. She did a show over there too. And that was in Long Beach. This time it's going to be in the good old ghetto Los Angeles Convention Center, in which after AX, it's going to be E3, Electronic Entertainment Expo. It'll be interesting. I'm going to basically talk about what I'm planning to do. It's most likely I'll be going to go to the cosplay gatherings. Not a whole lot of guests this year, that's why. Maybe the only one I'm interested in would be like the voice of Snake from Metal Gear Solid. He'll be there. And the one of the key members of the team who did the anime Pokemon, they'll be there as well. Other than that, not a whole lot, really. Stuff I'm bringing, I've already recorded like about 50 copies of my latest mix CD. It'll be like a special advanced copy. Most likely if people come up to me and ask me, hey, are you Jedi and all that, and they'll get a CD right there on the spot. This CD doesn't come out till Anajam, which is like in August. It'll come out over there at Anajam, and it'll be released over in San Japan in Texas, and then Anime Vegas will have a batch of copies that I'll give out as well. And the mix CD includes two mixes in on one CD. And there'll be more information on that later on. Other things that I'm planning is I'm actually bringing some ramen. I'm going to try that for the first time, try to cook ramen straight out of a coffee pot. People have done it before, so maybe it will actually work. But I have to make sure that I clean out the coffee pot first before I put water in there and actually use a water for ramen. It's gonna be a crazy time because we gotta take a shuttle back and forth since most of the hotels are like.
You're in the ghetto.
I'm in the ghetto pretty much. Yeah, actually, I was there in May. With my family, we were going to the Fashion District, which is nearby the Los Angeles Convention Center. And oh my goodness, how many bums did I see? I saw so many, like about a good 7 or 8 bums. But as long as you keep an eye away from them and just walk past them, they won't do anything because the police station is right there too. There's a huge police station right in the middle of the right in the middle of the whole ghetto area.
Sweet.
And that's where I also discovered. What was it called? Little Tokyo is there as well. Oh my goodness, they have a lot of good restaurants out there, and I can't wait to go and get some food. Most likely, I'll go and try out their curry or chicken teriyaki. And there's also a Asian supermarket as well, so I might hit that place and get some ramen, some non-perishable foods. So I'm gonna take some foods while I'm in my backpack and while I'm over at the convention center, because I don't want to pay for any food. It's just too many. There's just too much expensive food out there, and I don't want to pay that much. Okay. I want to keep this podcast short, but Jason's not here yet, so I guess I'll keep talking. The gatherings that I'm planning to go to would be the Clamp Gathering, I'm actually cosplaying this time. Gonna be dressed up as Hideki from Chobits. And I hear there's gonna be like 9 or 10 chis that are gonna be there. So it'll be 1 Hideki and 10, 11, 9 chis. So that'd be an interesting meetup right there. Another one that I'm going to would be the Haruhi Suzumiya meetup. And for that one, I'm bringing my boombox again because they needed one. I did the boombox thing last year as well, but I'm bringing my smaller one. It's much easier and lighter, and I can fit it in my backpack, so that'll be no problems. I plan to take some photos and video as well from the convention. Not really going to buy a whole lot because I don't know what type of car we're taking, so... at the dealer's room, I'm mostly going to be taking, like, buttons, stickers, maybe T-shirts. I do want to get a basic hat. Basic hats are basically fan-made hats, hand-sewn, and they come in, like, different types. Like, there's, like, Katamari Damacy-style hat, and there's also a Domokun-style hat. And actually... the one I'm thinking about getting is either a Gloomy Bear hat or a Pikachu hat. Oh, yeah, and also the Panda Bear hat is pretty nice, too. So I'm going to go see what I can get there. I'm also looking around for an R4 chip for the Nintendo DS. What that is basically you can run homebrew on that chip. It opens up your DS to do video, play MP3s. And also play illegal stuff on it, so yeah. And what else? I'm planning to go and check out the workshop. I think it's by Bang Zoom Entertainment. They're also having a workshop for like voice actors, I'm interested in that. Normally, their voice acting panels. Workshops are like $300 each. So this right here is a really good investment. I can save some money because it comes included with the Anime Expo badge. We'll be leaving in time for like day zero. So we got to get our badges on the day before AX because I know that on the first day of AX, there's going to be a lot of people out there and the line's going to be so crazy just to get a badge.
We will be in 100 years.
And we have to get our badges using a printout. We have to print out paper with a specific, what's it called? It's a barcode. And we have to go and scan the barcode and get our tickets that way. So we already prepaid online and all that. So that's already taken care of. All we just need is to bring that barcode and scan it. And we get our badge right there on the spot.
Assuming Bush doesn't blow up the world, then we will.
Still no Jason, so I guess I'll just go solo for this episode. I plan to have a con report after and take a lot of videos and photos again. So, yeah. Okay, this is JTeam Podcast. And if Jason comes by soon, maybe I'll have 2 podcasts this week. But, we'll see about that. Alrighty, signing out.